Remarks of the President, Hastings, Minnesota, 28 October 1952.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed. I'm very glad to be here. You know, I was very appreciative of the wonderful support that this city and county gave me in 1948. I needed it badly then, I need it badly again, and I hope you'll keep on staying with me. I'm working harder in this campaign than I did for my own election. The reason I'm doing that is because I think it is of vital importance that people understand just exactly what the issues and the facts are in this campaign. I'm trying to give you the facts, and then I want you to think about them. I want you to use your heads. If you'll do that, I'll have accomplished my purpose. This election, the people in this country will be making one of the gravest decisions since the Civil War. That's why it is so very important that you understand just what is at stake for you. I'm doing my best to see that you get the full story. This election is so important because we are halfway through a great worldwide program for peace. We're up against terrific danger, the danger of communist aggression. Our aim is to lick that danger without having a third world war. That's what we are doing. If we had followed the advice of the Republican isolationists, we'd have lost Europe and all Asia to the communists by now. We would have weak defenses. We would be with our backs to the wall, without allies, against a communist power that had gobbled up the free world. On the other hand, if we had followed the advice of some of our generals, we would have gotten ourselves involved in a large-scale war in China and Russia. We did neither of these things. We have strong allies around the world and strong defenses. We've checked aggression in Korea and held back a third world war. This is a difficult road to follow. The fighting in Korea is something we are using all our efforts to bring to a stop. But we must not give up in Korea, or we'll bring on the greater danger we're trying to avoid, that is, the danger of a third world war. We're winning this worldwide struggle against communism. But if we stop now and let the isolationists take over the Congress and the generals take over the White House, we may be in terrible trouble. I can't think of anything worse than a professional military man at the top of this government with a military way of thinking about world affairs supported by a Republican Congress that won't vote enough money for our defenses. Now remember this, we cannot win this struggle for peace unless we are prosperous at home. But the Republican Party won't keep us prosperous at home any more than they will keep us safe against communism. Let me give you an example of the way the Republicans act about prosperity. Republicans talk now as if they were in favor of good, strong farm price support. The Republican candidate for president talked about 100% parity, but the Republican platform didn't say that. In fact, if you read it, you won't know quite what it means. That Republican platform, you ought to take that Republican platform and compare it with the Democratic platform. The Republican platform is the worst piece of gobbledygook I've read in 40 years of politics. I've been reading Democratic platforms for 40 years. Now, more than half the Republicans in the House of Representatives voted against price supports at 90% of parity just this last June. That's what they think of price supports. The position of the Democratic Party is perfectly clear. The Democrats got our present price support program at 90% of parity extended through 1954. Now that's performance on the job. The Democratic platform pledges to keep that program and to extend price supports to the producers of perishable commodities. That's our promise, and we'll keep it if you keep enough Republicans out of Congress so we can keep it. The Democratic candidate stands firm on the Democratic platform, and he's a man who knows something about farming and farm programs and how this government works. It's the same story with every other issue. Rural electrification, Social Security, fair labor laws, aid to small business. The Republican platform and the Republican voting record prove all over and over again that the old guard Republican Party has not changed one bit. It's for the special interests and against the people. Don't listen to what these Republicans say at election time. Look at what they do. I'm asking you to read the record. That's all I'm asking you to do. I wouldn't have to argue if I get everybody here just to read the record. He'd be convinced. Don't risk that sweet talk they're making. You'll regret it for four long years if you let that siren song put you to sleep and cause you to vote the wrong way. Examine the platforms, as I say. Examine the voting records, the qualifications of each candidate. Then go to the polls and vote for your own interests. Vote for the party that has always worked for you, the Democratic Party. If you do that, Bill Carson will join Senator Humphrey to help him fight your battles in the Senate. Dick Malone will go to represent you in the House. Orville Freeman will do a fine job for you as governor of this great state, and you'll send Adlai Stevenson to the White House for four more years of good government.